I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
If your food media diet is fueled by HRN, become a monthly donor today. Visit heritageradionetwork.org/donate.
Hello, welcome to Japan Eats. I'm your host, Akiko Tema, a food writer and the director of the New York Japanese Culinary Academy, which promotes deep understanding of Japanese cuisine in America. This show is all about Japanese food and food culture. We see sushi at every deli supermarket, but what is beyond sushi? We hear dashi, ramen, izakaya, but what exactly are they? Japanese food is still a mystery for many people, and I try to demystify it in this program with my cool guests. And my guest today is Tetsuro Miyazaki, who is the general manager at Ichiko USA. Ichiko is one of the most well-known shochu brands in Japan and abroad. The company was founded in 1958 and specializes in barley-based shochu products, which reflects the beautiful natural environment of Oita Prefecture in the south of Japan. And Ichiko shochu's nickname is Napoleon in Downtown, meaning that it has a quality of the top-class famous brandy Napoleon and at an approachable price. And Ichiko has received numerous awards at global stages, such as the San Francisco World Spirits Competition and the International Spirit Competition. So today we'll discuss how the taste of shochu is affected by various elements like ingredients and the variant of the distillery and the production philosophy, how to drink shochu, the great food pairings with shochu, and much, much more. But before we start, Japan Eats is available on the Heritage Radio Network website, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify as a podcast. So please go to iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify, whichever you listen to, and subscribe to Japan Eats. And please write a review. We really appreciate your feedback. Also, I have a quick announcement. Heritage Radio Network, or HRN, has just revealed the new cool logo. It's a unique logo with creative use of negative space, and we are very proud of it. Our website has been also renewed and even easier to navigate, so please visit heritageradionetwork.org and check them out. Also, when you visit the website, please consider becoming a member. HLN is a not-for-profit organization, and we're in the middle of the summer fundraiser. We need your help to continue our weekly production of Japan Eats and 40 other shows, so please click on support HLN on the HLN website and become a member. Thank you so much for considering it, and thank you for listening to HLN. Now, let's start a conversation with Tetsuro Miyazaki. Hello, Tetsuro. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm Tetsuro.
Okay, so I just heard you are based in San Francisco, but you just flew into New York, so welcome to New York.
Yes. Yeah, I took a jet, red-eye flight yesterday night. But so excited. Everything reopening right now. So busy, especially for restaurant and the bars.
As if COVID didn't happen. I think things are really recovering here in New York very quickly. So, So first of all, so where are you from and what did you eat when you grew up?
Oh, yes, I'm from Japan, and I was born in Nagasaki Prefecture, in the southern part of Japan. And then, my favorite food were my mother's gyoza dumpling and then shabu-shabu when I was a child.
Wow. Nagasaki is in Kyushu, and that was a really precious place when Japan closed the whole country. So it's kind of Western influence.
Yeah.
And also Kyushu is an amazing place to visit because it has a unique food culture. So,
yeah.
So you're lucky that you grew up in the land. Okay. So you are the general manager at Ichiko USA. And so how did you get into the shochu business? Maybe you can start with your, college education we discussed briefly before we started the show.
Oh, I started learning about shochu when I was in college, studying shochu making in a laboratory at Miyazaki University. In addition to that, I also worked at the bar, and at the time, I felt that shochu had the potential to go global as Japan's national spirit. So I joined Sanwashuri, Ichigo's parent company, in 2004. And then after that, in 2014, we established Ichigo USA, our branch in the United States in San Francisco. And then I moved from Japan to San Francisco.
Right. So you are a baby of Ichigo in a way. Your whole life is about shochu.
Oh yeah, I'm working for this company now 18 years. Yeah, it's a long
Right.
time.
Yeah, it must be a great company. And also, well, we're going to talk about shochu so now, but Kyushu, the southern island of Japan, is the mecca of shochu. So that make it makes sense that you took the path to be, going into the whole world of shochu. So for listeners who are not familiar with shochu, what is shochu?
Shochu is Japan's original craft spirits. Just as Mexico has tequila and then Peru has pisco, Japan has shochu as its national distilled spirit. Unlike sake, it is in the distilled spirits category. Shochu is mainly made in the southern part of Japan on Kyushu Island. The main ingredients are barley, sweet potato, rice, and buckwheat. Depending on the area of Kyushu, there are different types of raw materials that are used for shochu making. For example, the northern part of Kyushu is famous for barley shochu, while the southern part of Kyushu is famous for sweet potato shochu. Also, using koji in fermentation process is another unique point of shochu. Probably, koji is not popular in outside of Japan, but the koji is a malt that is widely used in Japanese food culture, and it gives umami to Japanese food like soy sauce, miso, sake as well. In the case of shochu, koji is very important for their flavor profile.
Yeah, so everything in Japan made with koji is just delicious and healthy because it's umami rich. So we're going to discuss how it's expressed in your products later. But what is special about shochu to you personally compared to other types of beverages?
Oh yeah, of course. The taste is very special. I drink shochu every day. Japanese people like food that bring out the best of the ingredients, and then shochu is no different. All natural ingredients are used, no sugar in it, and then no flavoring. It is also distilled only once to preserve original flavor from ingredients. Also, the process of raw material is very careful. For example, in our Ichigo, the outer part of barley is cut off by 50%, and then only the core of the barley is used for shochu. By doing this, we can produce a refined spirit that brings us the flavor of barley. Shochu has a history more than 500 years in Japan, but it is still not well known outside of Japan. In Japan, it's a category that is consumed more than sake or whiskey, and it's very popular. It is said that this is because the variety of ways of drinking shochu, such as on the rocks with soda or chuhai, and also because it's good for your health as it prevents hangover. I drink shochu every day, but no hangover ever, personally.
Right. Well, that sounds like a great news. So, yeah, by the way, what you just said, it's about the great products of Ichigo. But let's talk quickly about, there are different categories of shochu, namely kokurui, otsurui, and honkaku, right?
Oh,
Right. So it's good to know what people what they are when I buy shochu at, you know, retail shop or whatever restaurant. So what are the differences between these categories? And So this against
Horii and Otsurui, right? Yes. There are two types of shochu, Horii shochu and Otsurui shochu. Otsurui shochu is called honkaku, that means authentic shochu as well. The main difference is distillation method. Horii shochu is distilled using the multiple distillation method. They are distilled multiple times. It's similar to vodka. And Otsurui honkaku shochu is distilled only once to preserve original flavor. Horii shochu is similar to vodka flavor and it's mostly no flavor. It is often used to easily mix with juice. On the other hand, Otsurui shochu, honkaku shochu, has the flavor of the ingredients, so it's often drunk on the rock or with soda to enjoy the flavors. I think Otsurui shochu is suitable for craft cocktails because it gives the characteristic of the spirit into the cocktail. Ichiko is categorized into Otsurui, authentic shochu.
So Ko and Otsu, by the way, it's used to be like my dad's generation. It's like, you know, like when you get a grade from school, Ko is number one, Otsu is number two, but it's now, I think the whole technology changed, the craft is more valued. So what Ko should be now, it's just the opposite. But so it's kind of confusing for Japanese people, but Ko is...
even for Japanese.
Right, so continuous, meaning, you know, if you distill many times, you lose the original flavor.
Yes.
Whereas like Ichiko and other craft shochu, you really get to taste the terroir, like, you know, whatever affects the environment and craftsmanship and everything. So when you see... I mean, Ko Otsu is like a tax term, so you don't see it very often, maybe but in the back label. Mm-hmm. But if you hear Honkaku, Honkaku Shochu, it's H-O-N-K-A-K-U, Honkaku, it's a good stuff, like you're drinking craft shochu. So that's one thing you should remember, listeners.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And so, thank you for the explanation. And I just want to talk about, like, no, shochu used to be, I mean, carrying the image of the grandfather's drink for years. So nobody wanted to drink it. But now it's very popular in Japan among many consumers, including younger generation. So could you tell us what happened in the last two decades or so with regards to the increased popularity of shochu suddenly in Japan?
It's true that shochu used to have the image of the grandfather's drink. Actually, my father also drink shochu with milk every day. So I thought this is not cool. But however, it's completely different now, and younger people are drinking shochu more and more. It says that the image changed drastically when Ichiko was released in 1979. Until then, shochu had a very, very strong smell, and the people who liked it and people who didn't like it were clearly divided. But Ichiko was released in 1979, used the latest distillation technology to create a new type of shochu that was very easy to drink, very refreshing, while retaining a refreshing body aroma. And that was the beginning of a change in people's image for shochu. And then started the shochu boom in Japan in 1980s. Since then, shochu, which had been drunk only in some part of Kyushu, has spread throughout the country. I think the same trend... can I continue?
Sure.
Talk?
Yeah, of course.
So I think Ichiko was a key point to change the image of shochu in Japan. But I think this happened, the same trend can be seen in the bar scene overseas. For many years, Japanese shochu was considered as a low-strength drink at 25%, making it difficult to use in a cocktail. Mm. However, yeah, since the release of Ichiko Saiten, one of our product in 2019, which has a higher ABV, 43% ABV, and umami flavor, it has gained recognition as a favorite spirit of bartenders. Mm. Ichiko Saiten received top 10 best new spirits from Tales of Cocktail. So I think people are always looking for something new. As a shochu distiller, we would like to create a new wave with new technology and perspectives to meet people's needs. So in the old time, Ichiko released a new style of shochu in Japan. And then now we released Ichiko Saiten to change the bar right. scene.
Okay, so we're going to discuss the Saiten and other products shortly. But Ichiko is really groundbreaking new brand that changed the perception of the quality of shochu because it's a cleaner product. I mean, shochu tend to be an image of a little challenging, and you have to be a connoisseur to really enjoy. Or, it's not like a sophisticated drink. But so the barley shochu by Ichiko and any product matters, right? And then I also heard in 2003, there is a potato shochu boom, which we're going to discuss so quickly in a moment.
But, oh, yes. Sweet potato shochu boom. Yeah. At that time, I was in Miyazaki Prefecture. I was studying, shochu at that time.
So the, Ichiko created kind of foundation of shochu lovers, and then new brand of different ingredients, sweet potato shochu came.
Yes.
And then also, people started to understand what shochu is, and some like, it's healthy. I don't know about, all those actual debate about health, health effects. Although it's proven in your body, and also I think when the recession hit in 2008, people started to look for reasonable products, meaning shochu is spirit, so you can dilute it and it's less expensive than other types of beverage. So yeah, there are so many elements, and also of course the quality of shochu and craft drink boom, really everything has been very supportive of shochu's popularity. And I personally, I never wanted to even, I didn't think of drinking shochu because my dad was a sake drinker. But first time I got to taste it, like, oh, wow, this is something. It's a very clean feeling because there's no sugar in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally understand why shochu has been really popular among much younger generations lately.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so we will take a quick break here. And when we come back, we'll discuss the charm of barley shochu that Ichiko specializes in. So please stay with us.
Hey, this is Hannah, HRN's program manager. You may have noticed that we have a whole new look. We also launched a new website that's going to make your listening easier and more enjoyable than ever before. HRN is the original food podcast network. And as we enter a new chapter in our 12-year history, I want to ask you to invest in HRN for the long haul. If you rely on this show to fuel your food media diet, become a monthly sustaining member today. Our members keep the voice of America's food movement alive and kicking. Your donations support this podcast along with 40 other shows on Heritage Radio Network. Your contribution helps give HRN the security we need to stay on the airwaves throughout the pandemic. And your continued support is allowing us to reopen our studio. Plus, we like to give our regular members special treatment. So sign up to become a monthly donor and get access to our secret menu. We've gathered together exclusive discounts and offers from some of your favorite food and beverage brands. So you get to enjoy insider pricing on goods that will ship right to your door. Join our community of monthly donors, and special deals will come your way throughout the summer. So can you make a gift of $5 or $10 a month? It'll show me and our whole team at HRN how much this podcast and food radio in general means to you. Become a monthly sustaining member today at heritageradionetwork.org/donate.
Welcome back. You're listening to Japan Eats. I'm your host, Akiko Tema, and my guest today is Tetsuro Miyazaki, who is a general manager at Ichiko USA. Ichiko is one of the most well-known shochu brands in and outside of Japan, and the company was founded in 1958 and specializes in barley-based shochu products. As I just said, Ichiko is one of the most well-known shochu brands in and outside of Japan. So what is the history of Ichiko?
Yes, our company, Sanwa Shurui, is now famous for its shochu, but we are originally sake brewery at the first. In 1958, three sake breweries merged to form Sanwa. The meaning of Sanwa is three harmony in English. At the time of its establishment, the company sold only sake. Then in 1979, the company started selling shochu Ichiko, which became a big hit and has now become a leading shochu company. Our shochu technology comes from the sake technology used at the time of our founding. Although our sales volume is small for sake, we still sell sake, wine, and shochu in Japan.
So basically, I mean, very, very simplified way of saying you create base sake and you distill it. That's like very, very simplified way to see shochu products, and the ingredients could be different. But yes. So if you have the technology, I mean, good experience and technique to mm-hmm. produce good sake, you can naturally create good shochu. So that's...
Yes. Exactly, yeah.
Okay. And so what is the shochu making philosophy at Ichiko?
Our Ichiko philosophy is quality first. Quality comes first. We are constantly innovating, researching, and developing new products to create the best possible products. In the case of Ichiko Saiten, we are taking on the challenge of creating a new market with high ABV and umami flavors that other shochu manufacturers haven't been able to achieve.
Okay. And the other important thing about Ichiko, Ichiko is located in Oita Prefecture, which is a part of the southern island of Kyushu in Japan. So what is the special, yeah. What is special about the terroir or any elements that surrounds the product of Ichiko, you know, around area of the Ichiko distillery?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Oita before?
No, I wish. I have not.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Please visit Oita. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful area. Our distillery is located in Oita Prefecture on the island of Kyushu in southern part of Japan. It has a mild climate, lot of rainfall throughout the year, lot of nature, and a lot of cedars. Oita Prefecture is also very famous for its hot springs, which are said to be the best in Japan. As you know, the most important factor in shochu or sake brewing is the availability of good water. Our distillery is located in a place where we can obtain soft water suitable for shochu making. And we use water drawn from 300 meters below underground. We use the groundwater not only for shochu making, but also for washing machine, and no tap water is used in the final product. I think you can really taste our environment in the final product, and I think it's what truly sets Ichiko apart from the other shochu on the market.
Right, and also heard that the water that you use, you know, is naturally filtered through 100 feet of volcanic rock just near the mountain, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this must be really special. And I feel like jumping into the onsen. Maybe glass of Ichigo in my hand in onsen.
Nice. That right? Sounds nice.
Ichigo is specialized in barley shochu. Although you have some potato and rice-based product as well. So what are the main characteristics of barley shochu?
Yeah, compared to other shochu, definitely some people find barley shochu is especially easy to drink compared to other ingredient shochu. Especially one of our main product, Ichigo Silhouette, which is 25% ABV, the traditional Ichigo, that is the typical brand for easy to drink. And I think many people's first shochu is this one. On the other hand, with our distillation method, we can also create a shochu that tastes like roasted barley. So I think the best thing about barley shochu is that it can be enjoyed by both these who like a light taste and then these who like a heavier taste.
Mm.
That's a good point for barley shochu.
Right. Whenever I taste barley shochu, there's kind of likable, very pleasant nuttiness and very approachable.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I think there are approved over 50 approved ingredients to make shochu, and top three is sweet potato, rice, and barley. So, and when you taste sweet potato shochu, some people kind of get like, wow, this is very impressive. And possibly it could be too aggressive for some people if you haven't tried sweet potato shochu. Yeah. But eventually, a lot of people get addicted to it, like any kind of food.
Yeah.
Right. And then, whereas rice shochu, you can really taste the fruitiness of rice and very clean, refreshing taste. So it's interesting if you know, listeners, if you have an opportunity to compare three rice, sweet potato, and barley shochu, you can tell, and also where the shochu came from, depending on the water, or temperature, or quality of water, and the production philosophy, and everything else. So, So you mentioned, earlier the technical aspects of Ichigo's production. So according to Ichigo's website, Ichigo is a result of true harmony between nature and science. So could you describe how science contributes to deep tradition of shochu making?
Yes. Of course, shochu is made from all natural, water, barley, and then koji. But one of the goals of our research is to master the skill of koji. As I mentioned earlier, koji is a very important important factor to Japanese cuisine and sake and shochu culture. One of the techniques used in Ichigo Saiten is called all koji method. Usually, general shochu contains only about 30% of koji, but Ichigo Saiten uses the all koji method. That means 100% of koji is using for as a raw material. Thanks to this old koji method, Ichigo Saiten has a particularly very strong umami flavor that is unlike any other spring.
Mm, right. As far as I remember, when I taste sake made with more koji, that has more kind of like a sweetness. I mean, not like the sugar level. Mm-hmm. It's usually, distilled to alcohols. I mean, fermented to alcohol. So it's not the sugar taste, but some fruitiness. That's the distinctive flavor of koji, which is magical, right? Yeah. So you're saying if it's a 100% koji based and then distilled, so it's more flavor of fruitiness. Is that Okay. Yeah. Is it hard technically if it's, you know, that the science can make it happen to make 100% koji based mash and distill?
It's not easier. And of course, we need to spend more time to create koji. Also, more expensive than regular shochu. Yeah. Also, I think all koji method is not traditional technique. This is a recently invented in shochu industry.
Right. So, so basically, just to clarify, so before make the base for distillation and make shochu, you mix koji and you grow koji on a bed of rice or something else like barley or some ingredients, and then add. So in case of barley shochu, you grow koji on barley and then mix, usually add more barley and then distill. But you make 100% grow on barley, and everything is barley and koji. So it has to be very intensely flavored and labor intensive.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. It sounds like this shochu is such a traditional drink, but so many new experiments are happening. Sounds like.
Yeah. Right.
So before we get into your, you know, we've been talking about the other products, Saiten, and other products of US available products, but I went to your website, Japanese website. And you have many different types of shochu. So,
in Japan.
So, what kind of? I mean, just to give our listeners the idea of what kind of shochu could be available. Can you give us some examples of different types of shochu?
Yeah, in Japan market, correct? Yeah. So yeah, I think we have over 30 kinds of product in Japan, and then I'd like to introduce one of them. There is a product called Ichiko Special. Ichiko Special that is stored in barrel. This is a product in which Ichiko is stored in white oak for more than 5 years, and then it's currently available in Japan, and then. I think, in the U.S., some of my friends requested to export from Japan that product to the U.S., but we are now planning to release it in the U.S. as well.
So 5 years aged in oak barrel, so does it give any color to the liquid inside?
Yes, that has color, yellow color, like a whiskey. But there are something difficult regulation that cannot allow darker color for shochu. For shochu, we can add just a lighter color. So I hope that will be removed from the regulation, and then we can create a high. Yeah, darker color of shochu.
So, do you
shochu in the future?
So, Ichiko Special is sold as shochu or not? It cannot be categorized.
It's shochu.
Okay.
It's shochu. Yes, it's categorized.
Okay. Because there's a new regulation about this specific issue. Colored shochu can be whiskey or not. So. It's a little contentious area. I was just curious. It's shochu. So it's sold as shochu, but it looks like the color is more like whiskey and then some wood smell.
Right? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. By the way, wood aged, oak barrel aged shochu with barley, they have amazing good combination. Mm-hmm. So.
I think so. Right? Yes. It's very nice.
Yeah. It's almost. And
some restaurant in New York, they have their own small barrel in their restaurant, and then they store Ichiko shochu in that, and then they are selling original barrel aged shochu in New York.
Right.
That tastes very
so,
nice.
Yeah, so for listeners who are not still okay with drinking, trying shochu, oak barrel aged shochu could be a really good start because it's nice. It's lighter, cleaner, but it's definitely very similar to some whiskey scent, which is a depth and layers and spiciness. So, okay. And also, I saw Ichigo Frasco bottle, like a Frasco bottle.
Oh, yes.
So what is
yes, that's beautiful.
Right. That's another old koji product, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. That's a good question and a good point. So Ichigo Frasco is a 30% ABV. So the same as the old koji method product, we have Ichigo Frasco and the Ichigo Saiten. But the difference is a distillation method. So we have two types of distillation method, vacuum distillation and the atmospheric distillation. Vacuum distillation, we usually vacuum the air from distillation machine, and then the boiling point going to be very low. So we can get just refreshing flavor from that method. Ichigo Frasco was made by that vacuum distillation. So the taste is very refreshing, but a little bit sweetness after taste. Now the Ichigo Saiten is distilled by atmospheric distillation, which we can get toasted flavor, a very strong flavor from distillation. So that's a difference.
Right. Mm-hmm. Interesting, right? So I think that's a new technology of atmosphere and yeah, the vacuum. They kind of like, well, that's a whole another show, but different methods really changes the style.
Yeah.
And is Ichigo one of the first companies who introduced the vacuum system to make such?
Not first company, but we used that one at the early stage.
Right. So the production method with the vacuum system made the shochu like cleaner taste, like lighter. Then that convinced a lot of consumers in Japan back then, oh, let's try shochu because it's not a stinky, kind of a dirtier taste product. Uh-huh. So that's a new science. Really boosted the popularity of shochu back then. It's like, I don't know, 50 years ago or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Okay. Let's see. So how, there are different types of shochu like we just discussed. So could you tell us how to drink shochu? Like, you know, different ways, like, you know, like for instance, in Japan, highball is very popular. So what kind of styles do you recommend for whoever wants to try shochu?
Okay. First, let me introduce a traditional way of drinking shochu in Japan. So on the rocks, or with water, or with hot water. In general, on the rocks and with water is a traditional way to drink shochu. But oyuwari with hot water, I think it's not familiar outside of Japan, but in the cold winter, people I prefer to drink shochu with hot water to warm their body. Recently, shochu with soda, as you said, has become popular in Japan. The abbreviation of shochu highball is called chuhai. Chuhai. As for Ichigo Saiten, higher ABV product, it is a product developed for craft cocktails, so that people can enjoy cocktail made by professional bartender in their bars. If you want to enjoy it at home, I recommend the simple Ichigo Saiten Gimlet because umami from Ichigo Saiten and sweetness from simple syrup would be best pairing. And then we have a collection of cocktail recipe on our website, so please check it out. Also, I recommend Ichigo Saiten Sonic Highball, especially during the summer. Pour Ichigo Saiten, then soda water, and then tonic water in the ratio of 50-50, and then squeeze lemon to enjoy a refreshing shochu highball, lemon chuhai.
So, well, sounds like there's so many way to drink, and almost like as you wish, you feel like this way, that way, you can always adjust the alcohol level, temperature, and lemon or anything. It's very flexible drink.
Yes, very wide range of drinking. Right.
And if you go to Japanese izakaya, you know, chuhai is so popular. And so yeah, it's one of the things.
Also, yeah, if in Japan there are so many kinds of chuhai at convenience store. So yeah, people can enjoy chuhai can at convenience store.
So the convenience store is always, you know, not like American 7-Eleven. Convenience store is a part of your life. It's like beyond deli. You can do anything. I mean, pay the bill to buy breakfast, coffee, to dinner, to late night snack. Everything's there. It's amazing, right? So alcoholic beverages at convenience stores, the lineup is amazing. They keep, they're so competitive that, you know, seasonal beer to seasonal highballs, everything is so quickly changing. So it's one of the places you can really find good products, including highball, can highball or shochu products. So that's konbini. Okay. So so shochu is very popular in Japan, partly because it's so food friendly. So how do you pair shochu with food?
Ichiko is a distilled spirit. Shochu is a distilled spirit. So I think it goes well with food with strong flavors, such as like a bar food in the United States. Sake goes well with light dishes such as sashimi or sushi. But shochu has a clean taste, making it ideal for, I think shochu is good for fried chicken or Japanese yakitori. I think shochu can refresh your mouth or palate after food, and then you can eat food better.
Right. One thing about shochu is the mouthfeel. You can control the mouthfeel, like a texture of the drink, to match the food. Like if you have a heavy steak, you can make it more alcoholic. Which could range from like, you know, 25% to your one with your products like 43%. So that's one thing about shochu. You can really play with texture and, you know, as we discussed earlier, temperature and of course the flavor of barley or sweet potato or anything. So when it comes to barley shochu, do you have any favorite food pairings?
Barley shochu for the food? Definitely karaage, fried
chicken.
Yeah, because Oita is very famous for karaage, number one karaage prefecture in Japan.
Right, so karaage is a kind of a Japanese style chicken, right?
Yeah.
And the difference is, I think before it's marinated first and fried, or, you know, those different, like, debatable. What the differences are. But basically, it's a crispy, very crispy chicken, fried chicken is Japanese karaage. So,
And then marinated with, I think, soy sauce in Oita. So, yeah, soy sauce and the shochu would be good pairing.
I'm getting hungry now. Right. So, so you mentioned a couple times your product. So, I'm aware you have two brands, Ichiko Saiten and the Ichiko Silhouette. So, maybe you can tell us quickly what they are.
Oh, yes. So we have two main products in the United States. One is Ichiko Silhouette. That one is a brown label on the bottle. And then with Ichiko Silhouette is 25% ABV, very refreshing flavor. It's a 25% ABV, so it's good for lower ABV cocktails. On the other hand, Ichiko Saiten was created, developed in collaboration with top bartenders in San Francisco. And then it was created for mixology. So this one has 43% ABV and a strong roasted flavor. And then umami rich note of jasmine tea, white peach, mineral, and earth with hint of citrus.
Mm. Right. So the Saiten actually received the double gold medal at the 2020 San Francisco World Spirits Competition, and also 94-point ratings at the Ultimate Spirits Challenge, which is amazing, right?
Yes.
And Silhouette also, yeah, go ahead.
Also, we received top 10 best new spirits from Tales of Cocktails. Tales of Cocktails is the biggest bartenders event in the world. So recently, Ichigo Saiten has been recognized by bartenders.
That's a big deal, right? And also, the Silhouette also received Ichigo, they awarded a gold at the LA International Spirits Competition and a silver medal at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition. Yes. So, yeah. And I go to taste Silhouette and Saiten. So, and Silhouette is 25%. And at the beginning, I didn't add any water and smelled like, oh, this very alcohol smell. And then I added little water. Mm-hmm. And it totally opened instantly and has become like flour. I tasted lavender and the textures around it. And a peachy, nice sweetness. So yeah, it's important to add appropriate amount of water, right?
Yes.
How much is the best?
With water, I recommend just probably one part of glass. Mm. That's enough you can just add ice and then just stir it. That is fine. And then just adding water make a more flavor in the glass.
Yeah, and also I taste a Saiten at 43%. So I opened the container. It's like Bali bomb on your nose, so pleasant. So it's kind of a camphor and licorice smell, both came out. So it's a very layered, interesting. You never get tired of smelling it. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And over time, it became banana and papaya taste on my tongue. So that was a very good, I enjoy the products very much. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So the shochu consumption in Japan has been said to have hit the peak for now. I mean, after the peak in 2000. But Japanese sake, the export of shochu has increased in recent years. For example, according to the Japanese government, in 2020, compared to the previous year, 2019, the export of Japanese whiskey increased by 39% by value, which is not surprising because there's a boom of Japanese whiskey. Japanese sake by 3%, which is not surprising either because Japanese sake has been really growing and growing every year for decades. And shochu by a whopping 23% growth by 1 year. So how do you predict the future of shochu in the global market? Do you think shochu will follow the success of Japanese sake export for the last decades?
Yes, I believe shochu will become success. But currently, shochu volume of export from Japan is not growing because I think shochu is consumed only by Japanese people. The key point is how we can expand to US people or non-Japanese people to consume shochu. And then, 2019, we shift our strategy to more consumer US consumer or other non-Japanese consumers. And then actually our sales is growing. And then we have currently about 40% of share of shochu exporting. So I believe, we can get success.
Right. Yeah, it's about how to drink, what it is and how to drink. and where you can get it, right? So yeah, it's such a terroir driven, it's like wine or any, you know, craft product. It's really carefully made. And I mean, Ichiko is a relatively big producer, one of the biggest producers, but there's so many family-owned shochu distilleries, and it's almost, I feel like I have to preserve them because it's so precious. And it comes from, not from a factory, it comes from hands of people and the land of the environment. So yeah, it's such a beautiful you know, beverage culture.
Yeah, thank you. Also, one thing, now as diversity become more important in the future, I believe, yeah, that shochu will spread throughout the world as Japan's original craft spirit. And then, yeah, I would like Ichiko to be a pioneer in this field. Yeah, I believe we are bartender, I'm pretty sure a bartender like shochu.
Right, and we kind of came across the point, this point, we didn't go into deeply about this, the alcohol level. So shochu, you usually in general about 25% alcohol level, which is way lower than usually bartenders use, which is about 45, 43. And then if you mix with the other strong spirits, it kind of tend to be buried, but you created the saiten, which, like you said, stands out in a glass. But that subtlety of 25%, that's something that a little different mindset, right? Shochu is not, you know, putting the cocktail. You can just sip it, just like a glass of wine, and you can dilute it. So you can just make it as strong as wine, like 12 to 30% or even lower, depending on how you feel and the temperature. So, yeah. And that way, you can really enjoy, sip the delicacy without mixed with anything else. I think that's the beauty of shochu.
Yes, right. Exactly, yeah.
So how's the COVID affected your business?
Yeah, it was very big, very big impact for our industry. We launched our new product Ichiko Saiten in 2019 and then received positive feedback from many bartenders. It was the first time that the traditional Asian spirit was awarded top 10 best new spirits by Tales of Cocktail. But just after that, the pandemic hit and then all bars and the restaurants closed. So I was so upset, actually, yeah. However, we were able to overcome the pandemic by holding online event with the help of bartenders and then by expanding our e-commerce sales. So right now, yeah, after COVID, I'm very much looking forward to this reopening, especially on-premise market, and then which will be full swing right now.
Right. And you flew into New York this morning. So the business is back, and luckily New York is recovering pretty quickly. So I'm so glad it's coming back. But do you usually distribute to Japanese restaurants right now?
No. Both. So in our strategy, both market are very important, Japanese restaurant and then bar market. So we are focusing for both market. Japanese restaurant is a two-tier authentic method, authentic way of shochu. And then from bar side, we would like to introduce the possibility of shochu as a Japanese spirit.
Okay, so yeah, I hope that because shochu is such a versatile spirit, you can always pair food with shochu, which is very easy, very forgiving. You can't fail easy. Okay, so what are your plans for the future? Can be anything about.
I have spent 18 years at Ichiko, and then 10 years ago, I couldn't I couldn't have imagined that shochu would be drunk by people in the US, and then couldn't have imagined bartenders is using ichiko shochu as their cocktail. However, I'd like to expand this situation that is actually happening now to more bartenders, people in America, in the US, and then people around the world.
Okay. So where can we find ichiko shochu outside Japan?
Ichiko is available at retail stores in many states in the US. So you can find a store locator at ichiko.com near you. And then, so please check it out. Also, you can buy it from Drizzly, Minibar, etc. in e-commerce. It's also introduced at our website, ichiko.com.
Mm. Right. So Ichiko is I-I-C-H-I-K-O, Ichiko.
Yes.
Yeah, that's yes. A cute name, Ichiko. Do you know the origin of the name, Ichiko?
Ichiko is a Oita dialect. Yeah, that means it's good. It's good.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Yeah.
Right, I'm going to use that.
Yeah, that's Ichiko meaning.
Hey, I'm so glad I asked. Okay, so where can we find your updates online and on social media?
Yeah, check out our Instagram and our website at Ichiko USA and Ichiko.com for all information on Ichiko.
Okay.
Yes. Also, you can check my private Instagram. I always upload my activity on my Instagram.
Okay. Is it Tetsuro Miyazaki, one word? I mean, what's the...
Yes. You can find Tetsuro Miyazaki.
Okay, awesome. All right, so thank you so much for joining us today, Tetsuro.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, so good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So listeners, if you have any questions or comments about the show or suggestions for show topics or guests, please contact us at japanese@heritageradionetwork.org or akikoatema.com. Japan Eats is a weekly program and always available at heritageradionetwork.org as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify as a podcast. Engineer is Aman Wang, and thank you for listening. I will see you next week. Japan Eats is powered by Simplecast. Thank you for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For freshest content, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at heritage_radio. You can also find us at facebook.com/heritageradionetwork. Heritage Radio Network is a non-profit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Subscribe to the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join the HRN family by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thank you for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.